The United Nations said Wednesday it is concerned about the unfolding humanitarian crisis in the southern Philippines after entire communities were forced to flee villages in North Cotabato on the southern Philippine island Mindanao. In a statement, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon appealed for restraint, protection of all civilians, as well as access for the provision of speedy humanitarian assistance. At least 160,000 people have fled 15 mainly Christian villages in North Cotabato province since Sunday, after the military launched air and ground attacks on positions where hundreds of guerrillas from the Moral Islamic Liberation Front have been positioned since last month. The government says it has retaken all 15 villages, but villagers have yet to begin to return home. The government estimates only 10% of the displaced are staying in evacuation centers, with the rest lodging with relatives or camping outside. The renewed violence in the southern Philippines follows a decision last week by the country's Supreme Court to suspend a deal which would give the MILF a larger homeland and greater autonomy. The MILF has been negotiating a deal with the government that would extend the Muslim homeland and grant it wider political and economic power. MILF spokesman Eid Kabalu told VOA his organization remains committed to the peace process.
To abide by the rules, meaning as far as the relationship of the government troops and the MILF troops is concerned, there is always a provision provided for under the ceasefire agreement. So we will be abide whatever the rules under that agreement.
The MILF has been fighting for independence since the late 1960s in a conflict that has claimed the lives of more than 120,000 people. The Philippines is predominantly Roman Catholic, but 5% of the population is Muslim, mostly living in the impoverished South. Nancy Miller Collins, VOA News, Jakarta.